it is shocking, but on the other hand, it's not shocking. It's because, unfortunately, this is something that we've come to expect as the norm, as we see more and more of these incidents around the country, and particularly in Donegal, where these offenders seem to feel that, you know, it's worth the while taking the risk and taking the chance and behaving in this manner, showing complete disregard for our member safety and the general public safety, and to act in this manner. It's just totally unacceptable, and, you know, it's just indicative of a wider problem that really isn't being tackled, and perhaps indicative that some offenders know that the Garda resources are so stretched in Donegal that if you outrun one patrol car, you possibly have a good chance that there's no one else coming to assist the Garda that are following you.
So does this latest incident in Carrigart once again highlight your ongoing stance over inadequate resources here in Donegal?
Well, I suppose, Catherine, if you take Carrigart, Carrigart is the epitome of an example of how the resources have been ripped out of Donegal and community policing has been torn up. Carrigart would have traditionally had a sergeant and two guards stationed there full time, and during the busy summer months we would have had additional resources brought in temporarily to assist with policing with the influx of visitors. For the last few years there has been no sergeant in Donegal or in Carrigart. There's been two Gardaí, one of them is about to retire, very unlikely to be replaced, and the Gardaí that are there are constantly being brought into Melford on an almost daily basis to keep one patrol car operational. So this incident has focused attention on really the decimation of rural policing in Donegal, and as I say, Milford is perhaps, Milford has been very badly affected. We've had serious drops in numbers, and as I say, Carrigart is the epitome. And if someone wants to do a textbook or an analysis of what has happened, take Carrigart as an example. It just shows all the problems and all the suggestions by senior managers and government officials that our Garda Síochána has been rebuilt and invested in. Go and do a case study in Carrigart. And the numbers, the resources, the availability of vehicles, it's absolutely chronic what's happening, and nothing has been done to address the situation.